Diane Cheek won't mind one bit when she doesn't hear this anymore. The emergency test tone blares from loudspeakers all around Hermiston at noon on the last Tuesday of every month.
That will be nice not to have to listen to that.
That testing could end soon as the Umatilla Chemical Depot winds down its mission of dismantling and incinerating hundreds of tons of chemical weapons left over from the Cold War. Cheek says even though sometimes annoying, the depot has been a large presence in Hermiston, a rural town nestled into a T of several major freeways.
Well, they've come to the end of the road. I guess it's a good thing. We're pretty excited about it. It's too bad that it's going out because there's a lot of people who are going to be out of jobs.
About 1,200 Army and contractor jobs. Some workers would stay on for about a year to help clean up the site, but it's still a big change for the region. The depot was built in 1941 and has been a major employer ever since. Under a community-based plan, 20 years in the making, part of the depot would be used by the Oregon National Guard for training. Another portion of the land would go to the ports of Umatilla and Morrill counties for economic development, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service would receive part of it as a wildlife refuge. Turns out, storing chemical weapons helped save some of the sage-studded ecosystem's most sensitive plant and animal species. Carl Sheeler is a wildlife program manager for the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation.
Shrub steppe is the Rodney Dangerfield of habitats. It gets no respect, but it's a very complex ecosystem, and there's a wide variety of different plant and animal species that utilize it. Many of those are important to the tribes.
But now it's unclear what the Army has planned for the 20,000 acres of the chemical depot. The federal government recently signaled it might scrap that community-based plan. Why? Because the depot expects to miss a September deadline set by the Army, so the facility may come under the wing of the Federal General Services Administration. Carl Sheeler is among those that are upset with that. He's been working since the early 90s with a community group.
Again, we're frustrated with the process that this could even occur and that it takes so much of our time to get it back on track again. That's very frustrating.
Whatever happens, Rod Harden, a Hermiston City Council member, says he's toured other towns that have recovered from the loss of a military base. And he thinks Hermiston will too.
I think it takes a forward-looking community, and Hermiston has always been a can-do community, that it's not what's best for me, it's what's best for our communities.
In the meantime, the Army says it's on schedule to incinerate its final containers of mustard agent in November. I'm Anna King in Hermiston, Oregon.